It's Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Virtual brands are taking over your favorite food delivery apps. The pandemic has transformed the food industry, and in a time when many restaurants were closing, food brands have proliferated. Big chains and even mom-and-pop restaurants are expanding the brands housed in their kitchens and are offering pizza, burgers, and especially chicken wings, all coming from the same kitchen, just under different names. Uber Eats estimates that there are over 10,000 virtual brands on his platform alone. Josh Jezza, investigations editor at The Verge, joins us for the rise of virtual brands and how to spot them. Keep an eye out for all those chicken wing spots. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to check in on the food industry, the restaurant industry, and kind of what's going on. Something that we've seen start to develop before the pandemic, get really accelerated by the pandemic, and now kind of looking at the current state of things and into the future. And we're talking about virtual brands in the restaurant industry. For a lot of time, we had been hearing about ghost kitchens, which is a very similar concept, but these virtual brands seem to be taking off. And if you are ordering stuff off of any food delivery apps, I'm sure you've noticed an increase in chicken wings, you know, specifically. We'll get to that in a moment. But Josh, start us off with this concept of virtual brands and how it relates to ghost kitchens.
So a ghost kitchen, which is sort of the better known concept, is basically a restaurant that only does delivery. And so it's kind of like a commissary kitchen, and you might have a couple of different restaurants working out of it. And the idea is that they'll be more efficient, have lower overhead, and be able to operate in this very tight environment of food delivery. A virtual brand is related, but it can be in a traditional restaurant. So you might remember last year, Chuck E. Cheese launched a brand called Pascali's Pizza and Wings. It was not clear at the time that that was Chuck E. Cheese, but people were ordering from it, discovering it was actually Chuck E. Cheese. And so that Pascali's was a example of a virtual brand, something that a brick and mortar restaurant puts up on delivery apps in order to get new customers.
Tell me a little bit about Ty Brown and a restaurant called The Bergen, because you focus on him a lot in your article about how he expanded through all these virtual brands. I mean, you know, he started off as one restaurant, but when all is said and done, he kept adding so many other brands to his thing. I mean, he was running, 11 restaurants, maybe more, out of just the one.
Ty launched his restaurant sort of just before the pandemic and got approached pretty quickly by one of these virtual brand companies. In his case, I think the first one was Future Foods. And so they offer restaurant owners a menu of brands to choose from. And, you know, it sounded like a great deal. You know, he's already sort of a takeout spot. He's making burgers and wings. Future Foods says, we have these other burgers and wings brands. We'll run them. When an order comes through, you just fill the order, you get a cut of the revenue. So he did it, and, you know, it worked well, sort of helped him get on his feet in the restaurant business. And then he kept adding more and more. Sort of these other companies launched, they started recruiting more aggressively. And so when we last spoke, he was running a dozen or so brands out of this yeah. One restaurant, opening other restaurants that he was going to open with also a dozen brands. And he's a big fan of the concept. You know, it's instant sales for him. He's been quite happy with it.
Yeah. So you had a list of them, and I just need to run them down so people kind of understand how many different concepts you can run out of the one kitchen. So he had Chef Burger, Burger Mansion, Hey Burger, Mr. Beast Burger, and then wings. He had Chicks, Wild Wild Wings, Crispy Wings, Killer Wings, Firebelly Wings, you know, the list goes on and on. And that's also part of the magic, I guess you can say, about these virtual brands is a lot of it has to do with search optimization. You go onto an app and you're searching for product type, not necessarily product name. So you're looking for burgers, you're looking for wings, you're looking for pizza. And then, you know, whatever else, you know, the menu and everything kind of entices you to pick one at that point. So that's also one of the things that's really key to a lot of these virtual brands is the names of these brands are pretty, I guess, familiar enough to know what you're getting, but generic enough just to show up on the search engine.
The optimization is a big part of it. if you think about a restaurant like Denny's or Applebee's, one of these big chains that have started getting into it, you know, they have wings on the menu, but you don't go to them for wings necessarily. So they'll launch something, Cosmic Wings or Neighborhood Wings. And now they're showing up when people search for wings on the delivery apps. And so, yeah, so Ty's restaurants, they all, I actually found him because I was just scanning Grubhub and saw one of those wing businesses. You know, after you've been reading about these businesses for a while, they all start to sound the same. And so I think it was Wing Dynasty that popped up and said, that seems like it's probably a virtual brand, and searched the address and came up with all these others that he was operating out of that location.
As a restaurateur, business owners, these are opportunities for them to obviously make more money, get names out there, and keep afloat, especially during a time like the pandemic. On the consumer side, we're looking for things to eat. We're looking for fast delivery. You don't know what you're getting sometimes. You don't know who you're actually ordering from. You see a name, you see a product you want, and you're going for it. So one of the truest tells of all of this, as you kind of mentioned, were wings. Wings are experiencing this kind of gold rush moment right now where it's so easy to do. Everybody's doing it. And you're going to see a lot of these things popping up on your delivery apps.
That's right. Yeah, wings. You know, a lot of restaurants made wings already. If they didn't, they're pretty easy to spin up. And so kind of independently early in the pandemic, a lot of restaurants said, you know, we need extra revenue. The kitchen's sitting idle. We'll launch a wings brand. And then you have the large franchises that got on board. And then you have these branding companies that come along and say, you know, we have 10 different virtual wings brands that you can put up and try to get some of that wings traffic. And so wing sales have really been through the roof. It's been kind of a bright spot for the industry. One of the stats I heard from an analyst was that, well, restaurant visits declined by about 11% the period roughly spanning the pandemic. Wing sales went up 10%. You know, prices have gone up. Wings orders have gone up. Everything has gone up, partly because all of these restaurants have launched wing brands.
I did want to mention the other side of things. You know, some restaurants and restaurateurs don't like this trend for a number of reasons. One, the fees associated with apps can get pretty high sometimes, so they're losing some money there. The other part of this, as you mentioned, there's these virtual brand kind of companies that are pitching out these companies to restaurants and things like that. You know, there's some in the industry that are worried that these Uber Eats, DoorDash, which have these kind of arms of their business coordinating these types of things, you know, might start opening up their own kitchens and their own restaurants and kind of, taking out the mom and pop shops and regular restaurateurs.
There are several concerns that restaurateurs have. And the first one is sort of just the logistical issue that, you know, sometimes it sounds too good to be true. You know, if you have 10 wings brands and everyone starts ordering wings from you, you can't actually keep up. You have to hire more people. It becomes more expensive. Maybe your main operation could suffer. Your sort of in-house dining when you're trying to fill all these delivery orders. And then the other is this sort of larger strategic fear, which is that in the same way that Amazon competes with some of the sellers on its marketplace by finding what's popular and then making its own version at lower costs, that the big delivery apps will start making their own virtual brand like this or promoting restaurants that pay higher fees and host one of their sort of company-produced virtual brands. Right now, the collaboration has been increasing between the brand companies and the apps. It hasn't quite reached that level yet, but you have Grubhub promoting virtual brand companies trying to recruit restaurant owners. And so restaurant owners who are more skeptical, the delivery apps are kind of watching that warily.
You know, we had been seeing this trend of farm to table, locally sourced ingredients, keeping it, you know, very chef centric even. And now things with the delivery apps have kind of changed that. As I mentioned, you don't know who you're ordering from, just that you're getting wings and you're getting these flavors and stuff, or the same thing for burgers or anything. So the trends of these restaurants are changing in this digital world, which is interesting to think about.
I think it really raises some questions about what a restaurant is or will be. You know, yeah, it feels a lot more like e-commerce, where you don't exactly know where it was made or where it came from. What you care about is how quickly it will get there and the price. And so you end up with these situations where you order wings and they're well-reviewed and they'll get there fast, but maybe it's a brand name that was invented by some company in Silicon Valley, and it's being run out of a local restaurant that's also running 10 different brands in addition to its local, to its main, you know, dining business. You don't really know where it came from.
Josh Jezza, investigations editor at The Verge, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.